You're listening to Capes and Scowls, the premiere. All right, it's not really premiere, but we do okay. Comic book podcast since 2010. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 10. Whoa. Our 10th episode.
Woo-hoo!
Even though it's really like our 62nd episode. Semantics. We are Capes and Scowls. We're amazing, I like to think. I feel pretty good about it. Let's introduce ourselves. I am Tim.
My name is Lou.
This is Leander again.
And with us is.
Please introduce me.
Welcoming back to the podcast for his second time.
It's me, Ryan. If you want to know my last name, listen to the other podcast that I'm on.
Yeah. You're just trying to get more hits for your podcast. Collectively, the internet just went, I don't care. Ryan Young, everybody.
Woo!
There he is. The yuckster himself.
Yes.
Slinging the emphasis on yuck. Yeah.
He puts the yuck in yuckster.
He sure does. So, once again, the usual reminders. Check out our Facebook. There's a ton of shit on our Facebook that you won't get here. Because there's so many fucking news stories that happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is capesandscowlspodcast.com. Our email is capesandscowlspodcast@gmail. Ryan, you have stuff to plug, don't you?
No.
All right. Good for you, buddy.
I should, but I don't.
Fair enough.
My website is still down. My podcast is still...
You're still a motocross guy, right?
I'm still a motocross guy.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. And how long ago was that?
That was a while ago. It was in the summer.
Yeah, I know. I'm really lazy.
Yeah, man. You should get on that.
I should.
You should be a brand. You got to market yourself.
Yeah. We didn't bring him here to lecture him.
This is an intervention.
The guy who drank.
No.
On-air intervention. The best kind.
Get the fuck out.
Come back when you have something to plug.
Oh, friends are going to help you in public.
Yes.
Whether you want it or not.
That's amazing. All right, guys. Well, anything you guys want to say before we dive in? You got anything awesome happening? Anything?
Well, I'm really excited to have Ryan here.
Yes.
But I also have a question for Leander.
Oh boy.
Leander.
Yes, this is very intense. Please continue.
I have a question for you.
All right. I was probably going to say yes, but continue.
Well, it's not a yes or no question. So
I'll just say yes anyways.
Last time you mentioned you were going to play some 5th edition D&D,
yes.
I would like to know how that worked out for you.
That's right. It was amazing. Yes. We had a really, really good time. The thing is that there's a lot of interesting quirks about it. One of the things is that you don't really use money for anything. Like, not the way that you're used to using money. Like, normally, I'm going to go buy a weapon, like, plus two magic sword. They don't really do that here. Like, you pay for services. That's all you pay for.
Okay.
So you still use money, but it's for services. And you can still get that plus two sword, but you have to, like,
you have to service someone for it.
So,
Wait, is this, like, is it communism? Is that what you're describing here?
No.
People are pretty much trading their services for... items?
The way that they look at it is that it's unrealistic that a shop is going to have a plus two sword hanging around. So that's just not what happens in real life. So if you want something, you want something, you need, maybe they want money for it, but probably more money than your group has. So you need to go do some adventuring, pile up some money, and then give them the big old sack of gold, and then he'll be willing to help you out.
But that's at that point, that's like buying it, though.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, right. But it's not, you see how it's not the same as before, though. Normally, it's like, here's some money. Like, there's no price for the sword. The DM makes up the price. Like, oh, I need 5,000 gold. Go slay a dragon and get his treasure hoard or whatever. So it's really interesting in that perspective. It definitely allows for a lot of free-flowing ideas from the players to do whatever they want.
Oh, that's the word. Nah, you don't want to let that
Hold on.
You don't want to give the players worst ideas.
I said...
This is communism.
Let me finish.
Pinko creepo-socialists worm their way into the gaming industry.
If you have a weak DM that doesn't understand how to control its players, unlike myself, you would have problems with that. But I don't have problems with that.
Okay.
How drunk are your players usually?
Not too drunk, actually.
It's early
only
morning.
Only one.
Right?
One's a drunk.
Early morning. That's the only way I could stop him from drinking.
Before work. Yes. And it's that classic, like, it takes forever. It takes, like, no time to get level 2, but it takes 5 years to get to level 3.
Okay. Because
the XP is so, like, exponentially large. But it gives you all the tools you need, and you can make this huge world. My campaign's my own, like, whole... It's all homebrewed. I like it.
And they have, like, set campaigns. Like, you can...
They have set campaigns. Yeah, but they're... I wouldn't recommend buying them at all. Like, the one... the dragon one that's currently out.
Oh, I would never.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. Well, like, basically, the reason we ended up quitting that one, we started it. It's literally for 1 month, you're on a traveling expedition. For 1 month. And it took us 3 weeks to get through half of that trip. And we're not even halfway there. And what the game does is it litters it with, like, oh, you meet a beggar on the way, and then what happens? And it's so ridiculous. So we were waiting and itching and totally prepared to do a homebrew. And once the Dungeon Master's Guide came out, we ran with it. So anyways, it's great. I loved it. I'm going to stick with it.
What did you play before?
I've played 4th edition, and then I play a little bit of 3.5, only a little bit.
Okay.
But I was introduced to D&D in 4th edition. So, anyways, this is a lot about me, so thank you, Luke.
Well, no, you know what? I'm glad he asked that question, because I might be getting into a 5 game.
Oh, really?
Later, or in January, I think it's supposed to start. Because I play 3 point Jeff right now, which is like 3.5, but our friend Jeff... has his own weird thing, quirks that he throws into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then this other guy I know is going to start a 5. Nice. And so I'm actually interested in
how... And one thing I like so far is that they... so one of the people really wanted to have their own idea for a race or for a class. And the book lets you make your own class. So you can figure it out pretty quickly. So we made an alchemist on the fly. And it's pretty awesome.
Oh, sounds good. I'm glad it turned out cool.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. We played two sessions since then, so we're playing a third this upcoming Sunday.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
All right. What else can we learn about you, Leander?
There's not enough time in the day.
Part 1 of 35.
Yeah.
Welcome to hour 33 of Leander.
Yeah.
Leander's life.
Tune in next week for when we grill Leander about other things.
That'd be good. He's an interesting guy.
He's way more interesting
life with Leander
than me.
That could be a subsidiary podcast on the network. Life with Leander.
Lifetime.
Is that their slogan?
I don't think so, though.
Probably should be.
No. So always people being, like, beaten and raped on that trip.
Yeah.
So I don't think
it should be like Lifetime. Men.
Pretty much. That's great.
Well, I guess we'll dive into this. I don't have a ton of news. There wasn't, like, amazing things to announce. Only one thing that I consider amazing.
Okay.
But it's all just quick little things. And the first thing we'll lead off with was the thing that got me excited, which was Chip Zdarsky who is the artist for Sex Criminals, is going to be writing an ongoing series for Marvel. Howard the Duck. Super excited. Very excited. I should go add it to my pull list right now. Lou, thoughts?
Guys, settle down. Settle down.
The excitement level is off the charts.
I am the only one excited.
No, actually, I'm very excited.
I'm curious. I wouldn't say excited. I'm curious.
Yeah,
just because
because
he is a madman, as we were discussing earlier.
He's insane.
So I'm curious, but I'm not ready to add it to my pull list right now.
The art's going to be by Joe Cunez? I don't know how to say names, ever.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very, like, regular art style, like a good art style.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple quotes from Zdarsky, like, oh man, this guy's such a great artist and I have him doing the dumbest shit ever. Like, he's like my formula is pretty much insert Howard the Duck and some C-list Marvel character. Mm-hmm. Like, the first little preview art has him in Dupe running around together. So there you go. So you know instantly.
Now I want it.
And, I have one quote from him, which is on Joe Cunez. It says, "It's weird to say that someone was born to draw a talking duck, but Joe was probably born for this. And I could have picked any quote, because the guy's out of his mind. Yeah, everything he says is comedy gold.
Well, that's perfect for Howard the Duck, though.
It is.
He needs... If, that's Howard Duck needs that kind of
exactly.
person.
I mean, if based upon his relation, his like month-long or months-long relationship he had with Applebee's on Facebook is any indication.
Yes.
Then,
that's pretty awesome.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
No.
He, became friends with Applebee's on Facebook and would reply to all their posts in the most earnest fashion ever, and they would reply back to him, and he would just have these long conversations with him, and he did it for months, and they're all really funny, like, you know, are you having the wings tonight? And he'd be like, no, not tonight, or whatever. And then, like, they'd be like, what about tomorrow? And he's just like, well, I have a doctor's appointment, and my wife is working late, so we're probably just gonna have burritos. And then they're like, we understand. Like, he just would just talk the whole thing. It's incredible. You should Google it. It's so funny.
He is the best. He's a very funny guy.
So you have to check on Applebee's Facebook, and then it'll be in there.
Yeah, you could just Google it. I'm sure, like, all those aggregates, like BuzzFeed and whatever, all that probably have them all nice and you know, laid out for you.
That's awesome.
But, that's yeah.
And I don't think he's done a lot of work for Marvel. I think he's done a little bit of art. I don't think he's ever really written
for anything. I didn't hear... I've never heard of him until Sex Criminals.
I think he did, like, indie stuff, and just Fraction just loved him. And he's like, we should do something. And they're like, okay. And it just never worked out. And then they're like... Here's the pitch for Sex Criminals. They won't let us do this. Oh, fuck, they let us do this. I guess we're doing this. That's pretty much how that happened. So,
I'm excited.
I definitely... Him and Dupe, man.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversations, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I mean, And also, let's temper our enthusiasm by the fact that this will be canceled in 8 issues. So
it's fine. Yeah, every right. Marvel book is. Yeah. Then we'll get all new Howard the Duck. Astonishing Howard the Duck.
You're right.
Howard the Duck and the X-Men.
Yeah, Uncanny Howard the Duck.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
He'll probably be on
Agents
every team.
Agents of Howard the Duck.
Agents of Duck.
Agents of Duck. Yeah, with the...
nice.
Now we have to spend all this time figuring out what that stands for. It's not going to work.
No.
Come back to it.
Yeah.
Agents of Duck is probably the name of the episode. moving forward, Dynamite. You believe they're still around?
They
stay in business. I don't know. They don't. Yeah. It's all properties and stuff.
What's their latest explosive title?
They're relaunching that Superpowers line that they did, the Project Superpowers, with all the old school open characters that you can use, like how Disney uses all those characters, the fairy tale characters. Project Superpowers Black Cross. I have no idea who Black Cross is, but it's going to be a supernatural thriller, but it will be by Warren Ellis. So people might check it out.
People will buy it, but Warren Ellis's output in the last couple of years has been heavily phoned in. So I wouldn't... I know you liked Moon Knight,
right? I did like his Moon Knight.
I thought like Moon Knight was just basically like he wrote the artist like one sentence, and then that guy went to town, and then, you know, he was like, another book in the... You know, another book in the books.
I mean, I would...
Like, there was no... There was... Literally comics where it was like 17 of 20 pages with no dialogue on it.
And I feel like Brian Wood, who's doing Moon Knight now, is doing the same thing virtually.
He is.
So
he is.
I don't know, is that the formula where they like told like, can you just minimalize this? We don't want too much thinking.
We know people love Moon Knight, but not a lot of people, mainly this guy named Tim. Can you just make it and put it out there, please?
I mean, the art was amazing in it. Like, I loved the art.
Declan
it was
Shalvey, and he has a variant cover for this.
It was incredible, so. But there's like literally... There was no writing involved. Like, he wrote one sentence. He texted it to him while he was drinking, and then he was just like, yeah, did the another Marvel paycheck cash.
You're probably 100% correct. You're probably right. So that's all I got on that. Like I said, these are quick blurbs because there was not a ton. No, we're going to fly through this. Manhattan Projects is getting a brand new number one. They're relaunching the Manhattan Projects. I don't know how anybody feels about that. I didn't really
I don't
read
even
it.
Know what the hell that is.
No?
That's a Hickman book, right?
It's Hickman, yeah.
Man, I'm trying to remember. That's like the one I didn't read.
I was going to say, it's like the one Hickman, like a Hickman book. Guy. So.
Yeah, I truly am. But I did not read that one. Because that was his biggest... I think that was his biggest thing before East of West.
Probably, yeah.
And then I realized it hadn't been just now. Like, it hasn't been out for a while.
It's been
I think
a minute.
Two or three trades, maybe?
At least three, possibly four. And I know I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, is that book done? And I'm like, I have no fucking clue. I think it came out like once this year.
Yeah.
But like, I never heard anything about it stopping. Well, now I heard something about it being relaunched as a brand new number one. Taking the Marvel formula.
Well, it works.
Series 13 of Wolverine and the X-Men. That should never fucking happen.
Volume 13, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. So that's it for that. Invincible, number 118, is going to start a new story arc, and Kirkman, because he's kind of crazy, wants to attract new readers. It's going to only cost a quarter.
I guess you can do that when you have The Walking Dead in your pocket.
Yeah, no, I think you're pretty good.
Marvel used to do that all the time.
All the time. But they were shitty books. Maybe like
late 90s, it would be, or they'd do a quarter X-Men, or they'd do a 10-cent Fantastic Four. And even DC, I think, had a 10-cent Superman. 10-cent, so.
But they were all like one-shots, where this is like, this is an actual issue in the run. It's not like an offshoot.
No, some of the X-Men ones were actual issues. Some they've done that. It's not an unheard of. It's not an unprecedented move for a company to, like, you know, just take a loss leader on it.
But Invincible is not the kind of book that you can just jump into. Like, you will have no backstory. Mm. Especially how this arc is probably going to wind up. Like, you're going to have no idea what the fuck's going on. But,
that's what they want, probably.
Yeah, I was always trying to push Invincible on me.
Oh, you should read it.
I read the first trade, and I predicted predicted his dad. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But I saw that coming from, like, page 7. And
you know what?
And then I was kind of like,
and now it's predictable. Is it the rest of the book?
Right? And then, but like, he keeps trying to push it on me, but I never went past trade one.
When you have to get to the third trade, is really what it is. Like, it's all good. It's not like amazing until you get to that third trade, and then just never stops. Mm. It doesn't stop surprising you.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I'll try to. I'll see what
just
I can
fucking
do.
Fucking do it, damn it!
I need to do it too.
You do. Well. I have all the volumes. You guys, more than welcome to borrow.
I would like to buy them from my local store. Local business.
Sure.
Give me a...
So good folks at Image and Mr. Kirkman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got enough money.
Yeah.
You don't have to include
him. Well, I don't know, because he was sued by the artist.
Was he?
For The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tony Moore or whatever sued him because the royalty wasn't even... Because it's supposed to be 50-50, but like writers get more... You know, because they're like the point man.
Right.
And then he felt some kind of way about it and sued Robert Kirkman and got an undisclosed settlement. A couple mil, maybe.
A couple mil. He farted out of his ass, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the bass player never makes as much as the lead singer. That's just true. That's just life.
Unless you're Lemmy.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
But he
is the singer.
Yeah, I know.
That's a joke.
No. No. He's the singer. You guys ever hear Ace of Spades?
What? You made that up. You're fired. Get out. We'll lock up when we're done.
I came all the way here for a podcast and you're texting.
You scumbag.
Jeez. I have a friend who's sending ridiculous text messages of ridiculously bad jokes. They're not bad jokes. They are jokes that are completely inappropriate.
Well, let's have
read
one.
It.
No, this is so. This is so. This is so.
Share with the group, Lander.
Oh my god!
Listen, it's just you have been. You have been to an open mic. I hear all of the most horrible jokes every single time.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to repeat them. All right, you guys ready?
maybe someone else should read it.
Yeah. All right, you read it.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Special guest Ryan Young reads Leander's text.
All right, go for it.
This is just like a regular Ryan Young joke.
Yeah.
This is going to be the nail in the coffin of your comedy career.
This is amazing. The Sandy Hook kids only wanted new books and were upset when all they got were magazines.
Oh. To be fair, I was ready for much worse.
I thought you meant like corny, so I'm pretty upset.
I just assumed like racist. That's what I assumed.
Yeah, no, there's some of that in there too.
Ooh, hit rock bottom on that one.
Racist. I love sending Leander the newest black guy joke. Good stuff. Yeah. That's it for the news, guys. That's it.
I always liked magazines better in school. They were more fun. What's the read books?
Oh, okay.
Those highlights, at the top. Right?
Highlights, yeah.
I just circle it and I win. Oh, no. Sweet Lord, no.
I might not be able to read these because I'm laughing too hard. I don't know what it says about me. Why was the aborted fetus so smart?
Why?
Because it wasn't born yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That one's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Remind me not to.
Yeah, it's bad.
Let my mom listen to our podcast.
Your mom listens?
No, she listens to Car Talk and that's it. Oh. But then the Car Talk guy died.
Oh. Uh-oh. So there's a hole needing filling.
We can replace. Yeah. We can replace.
Don't talk about my mom like that.
That sounds really dirty. Sounds really dirty. I'm sorry. Yeah. Your mom's got holes,
Lou. It's bad.
We're done with the jokes.
Yeah, we're done with the jokes.
No more jokes on this fucking show.
So.
Alright.
We should probably edit
DC is doing...
Yeah, we probably should.
They're going fucking... I'm just going
to... So DC, what? Say it again?
DC is going fucking apeshit with their variants, as Marvel does. But DC, every month, there's a different variant. They announced their variants, which were going to be in March of 2015. And they're doing famous movie posters. They're doing characters in famous... movie.
I saw
posters.
Some of these on the internet.
Some of them are pretty funny and awesome, but some of them are fucking dumb.
I'm not surprised.
But it's funny, like, you're like, okay, this is the idea. Fine, whatever. It's variants. Nobody gives a shit. You either like them and you buy mm-hmm. them, or you hate them and you ignore them.
Right.
But, like, you could do any movies. Why don't you just pick great fucking movies?
Right.
All right. Like but... the Avengers. That would be great.
Leander, 1 point.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Shut it down. Podcast over. He won.
Play you us should, off, Ryan.
You should text that back to your friend, yeah. But do the whole long setup and everything. Right. And then I said.
All right, so I'm going to read you the books and what movie goes with it. You ready? Action Comics is going to be Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Cool.
That is fantastic. It has Superman on top of the phone booth with Doomsday with a thumbs up. And it has the Cyborg Superman, the Superboy, Steel all in the phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
That sounds pretty cool.
What do you think Aquaman is?
Waterworld.
No, but good guess.
No idea.
No.
Free Willy.
Oh,
oh nice. LA. Oh, that's really good, though.
Yeah, no, we should guess. Really make good. Us guess.
You,
yeah,
all right, Batgirl.
Purple Rain.
Yes.
What? I saw that one online.
All right. Oh, come on. What an asshole.
I said before I saw some of these online.
All right, well, if you know it, don't say
it. I won't say it.
Batman. I'll give you a hint. The cover's the Joker. It might help you.
Pass.
No?
The Joker. Batman?
Batman the movie?
The Avengers. Now, I saw the cover and I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it was a good pick. It's The Mask. Jim Carrey.
All right.
It's just the Joker looking like mm-hmm, the mask. Mm-hmm.
It's really a classic movie poster.
Yeah, that's not...
They're not
all
classic.
It's old enough to be a classic, yeah, probably.
But it wasn't good enough to be a classic.
Well, Batman and Robin...
Starsky and Hutch.
That would be great. No.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No.
Jurassic Park.
No.
What?
Harry Potter.
Wow. Yeah.
Batman Superman.
Dirty Dancing.
I'm surprised. Dirty Dancing is not on yet. I'm kind of surprised.
Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
The Fugitive, which has, like, Batman running. You remember he had Harrison Ford running next to the train?
Yeah,
so it's just Superman kind of blurry, like he was next to him where the train would be.
Again, Fugitive, good movie. Not exactly classic movie.
It was a huge movie at the time.
It was a huge movie.
It was huge. You're never going to get Catwoman. It's Bullet, the Steve McQueen movie.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool. But Detective Comics?
Ooh. Naked Gun.
You were nodding, so
you're like yes,
that's it, nailed
that's
it,
the one.
That's the
boom.
One. Move on.
I'm just gonna draw on that cover that for you.
Yeah, we should have done these.
I know.
Yeah. The Matrix. I'll just tell you because this is gonna
just
be great.
The Flash
is North by Northwest. Harley Quinn is Jailhouse Rock. Grayson, Leander's favorite book of all time, is Enter the Dragon. Green Lantern is 2001 A Space Odyssey. So, I mean, they have a whole gauntlet of different styles and years and whatnot. Green Lantern Corps is Forbidden Planet. This one I thought was the dumbest piece of shit ever. Justice League is Magic Mike. It is all the heroes
that is definitely
with their shirts off.
Movie.
Batman's the one, like, yeah!
Wonder Woman? I saw that.
No, that would have...
Where did I see that?
Right, but no.
I saw that recently somewhere.
Yeah, that's the one that's, like, making the rounds, because it's like, what? That's, like, brand new movie that isn't that great.
Right, and... I don't know why I got that text.
I don't know. The Justice League Dark one is really good. It's Beetlejuice.
That's cool.
And it's just got Dead Man sitting on the... It's instead of a tombstone, it's the Watchtower. The Hall of Justice. Mm. It's pretty fine. Justice League United is Mars Attacks.
Okay, alright.
Teen Titans is The Lost Boys. Sinestro is Westworld. Do you remember Westworld?
Robotic Cowboys.
Robotic Cowboys, yep. Supergirl is Wizard of Oz. Superman is Superfly. Yeah.
Okay.
I know you like that shit, Lou. And then... Superman Wonder Woman is Gone with the Wind and Wonder Woman.
I knew Gone with the Wind had to be in there.
That's the one. And then the last one, Wonder Woman, is 300.
All right.
It's kind of weird. Okay. It's like, hey, Dark Horse made a movie once. Think about it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess
All right. It's
pretty hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know. They're just very...
Some of them are just cool. Like, the Westworld, nobody knows what that is, but it's Sinestro as a fucking robot cowboy. It's kind of fun.
Do you think artists get insulted, like, when they do dumb covers like the Lego ones, and everyone's like, hey, instead of whatever you were going to draw a Lego man, and everyone wants that cover instead? I think I would be.
I don't... If they're getting paid, I don't think they give a fuck.
They might give a fuck.
Magic
Mike Justice League cut. Oh, this is really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
This is really dumb.
Yeah, but you just screen grabbed it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You did it.
Yep.
Oh, what the fuck?
Now Ryan's getting jokes.
What the fuck?
They're not jokes, though. I don't think they're... Let me make
like
sure of that.
You better have remembered to bring home dinner from the podcast.
Don't come home, then.
Hope Leander's couch is big enough for you.
I don't have one.
Hardwood floors, baby!
Yeah,
it's great for your back. So let's get into our reviews. Who's got reviews?
We're doing reviews already?
Yeah, man. Woo! This is a fast one, man.
Yeah, fast one.
Leander's got shit to do, man.
You got shit to do?
I do. I gotta go at 6:45.
Are you fucking kidding?
I know.
We're just gonna roll without.
Okay, no, I appreciate it.
We're gonna have a secret episode after Leander leaves.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Whoa!
Meow!
Innuendo. All
right.
Leander, go! All right, just you and me, buddy. Let's go.
$600.
Let's do it.
He's got somewhere to be, but he's got a whole team of books to review.
These poor listeners.
I always feel that way about our listeners.
That they're poor? So... Yep. All right, so I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to start with Harbinger. So Harbinger, Tim, I told you I was introduced to them, and I really, really, really like them a lot. So I went ahead and ordered the newest issues of them, which were Harbinger Omega, and then I didn't want this, but you put it in my bin anyways, Harbinger Faith.
Yep, that's what I did.
All right, so... Harbinger is freaking amazing. It's probably the best book I've read, hands down, by far, is now my number one book. I know, isn't that crazy? I just really love the huge cast of characters, but it doesn't get so, like, repetitive, and it's not like star person of the week. It's just like, they really are a great team. So the idea is that basically these people were experimented on, but there's actually been a ton of people that were experimented on, but these five people... broke out and broke free of it and became called the team called Renegades. So there's like 25 issues of them going back trying to save the other kids and other adults that were experimented on. And at the end of the last issue, one of the main five people dies, and so they all disband. So Harbinger's Omega is about the aftermath of that person dying, and everyone knows who they are now. The whole world knows that these kids, that these people exist. And so... the one main guy, his name is Peter, he has he's the strongest one by far. He can blow up entire cities if he wanted to. And he's basically like doped up on drugs the entire time because he's like so distraught by what happened to the team member that died. And so this whole issue is about him trying to recover, but he never really recovers. And then the main villain guy, everyone knows who he is as well, he ends up declaring war on the entire world. He's like, nope, this is what I'm going to do because I have the power to do whatever I want. And what I want to do, he's not a bad guy is so hard. What he wants to do is bring peace to the entire world, but he's going to do it whatever way he needs to do.
Right.
Like, so, like Dr. Horrible. Classic, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I have a question. You've been reading this for a while. Do you think that Valiant, like Marvel, uses a dead character as, like, you know, a hook to bring back later? And do you think it's a temporary thing, or are they really killing their character?
I actually think it's real. I think it's real. I think that person is dead. And even if they were thinking about using it for a hook, it really, that character is, like, because they didn't spotlight characters like that, you are sad that they're dead, but, like, it's time to move on. We have other characters. We have other things we got to do. We don't have time to spotlight that one person that died.
So it's not like killing Professor X for the fifth time.
Right, no, it's not like that at all. Okay. No,
like
no,
three
no.
of those he did on purpose as fake as death, so.
So that leads me to Harbinger Faith. So Faith is one of the main characters in this team, and she's phenomenal. There's something special about Faith that you don't even, like...
So then why didn't you want that one?
Yeah, aren't you glad I put that
now,
in your bid?
The reason why is because I'm dick. Just learning this team for the first time, and they gave her solo, and I just started picking it up, even though it's been going on for a long time.
Okay.
So I don't know her well enough to want to, like, pick up her book, you know? Okay. But I'm glad someone put it in my bid anyways.
You're welcome.
Because it... She is a character that you just fall in love with immediately. And you, again, you don't know what it is that attracts you to her, but she is such a great, great, great character. She has a lot of depth. So this is kind of getting into her backstory a little bit. And then she's also in a relationship with another, with one of the other team members named Torque. Her name is Zephyr. And I guess the idea for this book is that she's kind of always grown up trying to do what other people say that she says that she should do. And so for the first time, she makes her own decision. After the breakup of the team, those two go off together to California. Well, Torque, her boyfriend, wants to do a reality TV show with the two of them. And she's not having it. She's like, no, we're superheroes. We don't have time to be doing a reality TV show. And he's like, I'm all about the money. What are you talking about? So she ends up leaving him and joins a brand new team, which are these people on the cover. She actually joins a real superhero team in the Valiant world. That's actually pretty in hardcore. So she's going to basically learn how to be a hero with these other guys.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I rented the camper. Road rules, bitch. Come on.
No? Pretty much.
That's funny.
So please pick
road
up.
Rules.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like, nice.
That's a dormant section of my brain.
It hasn't brought it back.
Way to pull that out.
Yes.
So, kids, Road Rules was a TV show
that you actually had to watch when the time came.
Yeah.
All right. Tim.
You want me to do one? I do one.
Mm hmm.
Rumble.
I was
number
curious
one
about this.
From Image by John Arcudi.
Is he a comedian?
Sure.
Okay.
This book.
I'm going to Google it right now.
You should.
While you talk, because I'm not going to listen.
That's fine. This book is fucking weird. The art I thought was really cool. There's people who don't like the art. I thought it was all right. The hook for this, it's just fucking weird. There's a guy in a bar, this older black gentleman, who's kind of like being a dick to the bartender, who's this kid. And... He wants to square up the tab, and he's like, yeah, I'll square it up. And he walks out the door, and this giant scarecrow creature thing bursts in and cuts the dude's arm off and is trying to kill him. And the bartender, who's this younger kid, gets a bat from behind the counter and smashes the scarecrow's head in. And it just falls to the ground, and there's straw everywhere. So there is a deranged killer fucking scarecrow... Which I'm like, when I read that in the previews as the description, I'm like, that's so dumb and weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually...
It might work.
Might work.
Yeah, it might
right.
work.
And it looks, you know, dark and it has mm-hmm. the violence and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot I want to really get into in detail, but there are demons and things in this universe, and the kid ends up taking the scarecrow's sword, and he's trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. The black guy who got attacked, he disappeared after the fact. So he's like, I don't even know where he went.
The guy without an arm?
The guy without the arm just mm-hmm. disappeared.
Of course.
And there was no blood anymore.
Of course.
Like, the kid ran outside to call the cops from a payphone. What? Wow. And
this
kids,
is a dark universe.
Kids.
This is truly a terrible place. Yes.
Was he watching Road Rules?
He was watching Road Rules when the scarecrow came in.
He used a payphone to call the cops.
Yep. And when he came back, the guy was gone. The blood wasn't there. The scarecrow was gone, but the sword was still there. So the cops are like, dude, what are you, prank calling the cops and like all this shit? So that's part of it. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm freaked out. He's trying to get his buddy to help him. His buddy's like,
I had to use 1-800-COLLECT. It was all this thing works.
Poor man, you money. Guys. You're killing it.
His
on the
pager
old
went off. It was horrible. Yeah. So this book is really fucking weird. It's worth checking out. I don't know if it's going to remain amazing, but mm-hmm. it's pretty cool.
It seems cool. It seems intriguing.
It's exactly what it was billed as, which is what I liked about it.
I might go pick it up right after the podcast.
What?
Mm-hmm. I was flipping through it before you texted me, and I thought the art was good.
I like the art. Everybody's got their tastes in art, but it's just, it is it's what it's billed as, and that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that guy, he's from BPRD. That's right. I thought he was a comedian, but he did.
That's right. Okay. BPRD. So yeah, he knows demons and weird, crazy things.
I'm not really into this art.
Mm. Okay.
Someone's picky.
Yeah.
Oh, please. You are not on the top. I love this book. I loved everything about it. The characters are great. The writing is impeccable. But they changed the artist, and he's slightly different. I can't do it anymore. I'm never picking it up again. I had to roll it up into a big cigar and smoke it because I hate the art now. That's you. That's fucking you, man. Get out of here.
Damn.
All right, well, moving on.
I got one. Remember what I read?
Right.
It's recent.
All right.
Okay. It's Ultimate Spider-Man number 8. Miles Morales, Ultimate Spider-Man
with
number 8.
With the X-Men, right? The original X-Men? Cast?
No, that's all new X-Men
okay.
that he's in right now. I don't know how that works. Okay. But no, this is just his book. And it was like a flashback to his dad. And apparently his dad was recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. and Nick Fury and to take down Wilson Fisk, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. the Kingpin.
Mm-hmm. Is Nick Fury white or black?
I was just going to
ask.
He's
black. He's black. Ultimate Nick Fury. That's where Black Nick Fury
we know that's
came
he's supposed
yeah,
to be
you
black.
Say that. You
There's
say
been times where we're like, wait a minute, why was he black if this is regular universe? He's supposed to be
yeah.
black.
Well, but that makes sense because of Original Sin, right?
Because
the different Nick Fury decoys for...
No. He's
right?
black. That's his son. It's his son. Black Nick Fury in regular Marvel
he's
is
black.
His son. He sometimes white people can get together with black people.
What? In what world do you live in?
With the shades drawn in a very dark room.
Yeah, he impregnated a black chick, and then that's how they got Black Nick Fury in the regular. Instead of just being like, Nick Fury is black now, deal with it, they had to come up with some convoluted, well, the original Nick Fury impregnated a black, and then but he didn't know about him, and now that Nick Fury's on the moon, white Nick Fury, and now black
right.
Nick Fury is the other Nick Fury, so don't worry about
right.
the white one who's on the moon. Like, I don't know why they couldn't have just been like, he's black now, it's
yeah,
over, deal with
now
it.
Now he's his child.
So, but in okay. the Ultimate...
He's just black.
He's just been black.
Yeah, he just shafted.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes, yeah. But, So, and Spider-Man's black, too.
Yeah.
I think the difference between Ultimate Universe and regular is that everyone is black. except Captain America.
All right.
That's the regular one.
Right, that's the regular one. He's
black. But, yeah, so, like, I just realized as I'm, like, talking about it, I'm a little confused because I'm pretty sure the last issue ended all, like, because Peter Parker is dead in the Ultimate Universe. But then he wasn't dead anymore, like Marvel Comics have been known to do. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what happened with that storyline, if that just got dropped, because I'm really curious as if this is a clone, or if this is really him, and I don't understand why all of a sudden we're going to Peter Parker, Miles Morales' dad's backstory, when mm-hmm. we don't know if this Peter Parker
is real or what's
real or not, or I don't know. Maybe I missed an issue. I'll have to talk to Tim to make sure he's putting things in my bin correctly.
Probably I mean, not. You know.
I probably skipped an issue, and now I have no idea what's going on.
Sounds about right.
But, no, like but it was a pretty decent issue for having, like, no Spider-Man in it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. His dad apparently was a real badass, and that's why he was recruited by Nick Fury.
That's interesting.
But,
it could be them trying to save the Ultimate Universe.
I've been,
from cancellation.
yeah.
Because it might happen.
One man.
But it's been, I've, since issue one of, like, you know, from back in 2002 or whatever, I've loved Ultimate Spider-Man all the way through up until this last one. I think it's been solid the whole time.
Nice.
But, yeah, so that's my review.
Nice.
Very good, sir. Very good.
3.9 stars.
What?
Oh, snap. Out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair. If you had brought the book, it would have been 4.1.
I want to know what 0.9 stars looks like.
3.25 stars. I'll quickly do two at once.
What?
Two big reveals happening right now.
Oh, shit.
X-Men and Axis. Yep. So I'm just going to say the big reveals, and then you guys tell me how you feel about it.
Okay.
It could unearth all of Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay. Cool. All
right.
Again?
Maybe. All right.
Until next month.
Let's start with the not as big one, Axis.
Is anybody black? I'm confused.
Captain America.
Okay. Just keeping score. Go ahead.
We find out, potentially, more than likely, that Magneto is officially not the father of the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. I think they're doing that for the movies.
I thought so too. I was like, "That's
nice." Are we gonna find out they're actually Inhumans too?
I thought about that. I thought about and not that.
Real mutants.
That would be huge.
Yeah,
that'd be a big deal. So, anyways, that's a big reveal in Axis.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And then in X-Men, it's revealed that they are.
It turns out.
Nope, I was wrong.
You are the father.
All right.
They went on Maury.
I misread that.
All right, so in X-Men, the biggest reveal of the Marvel yacht, don't say anything, is big. It's so big. I'll start with you. You tell me, what do you see happening right now on that panel? What does it seem like might be happening? What does it appear as possibly could be happening on that page?
Jubilee's actually doing something.
Oh, sick Jubilee burn.
What?
That is never that picture that what she's doing with her hand has never happened. That has never happened.
So I'm kind of turned on.
He hasn't even wait till you see it.
So basically what's happening there is potentially, unless the artist completely effed up, which would not be surprising to me.
Well, do they address it?
They do not address it at all. At all. No, it just happens and everything moves along. So it makes me feel like someone messed up.
Right.
But maybe not. Who knows? But more what
she's
you see from the picture,
Blue.
What you see from the picture is that
she's depowered.
You see her fist starting to glow. As if she has her old powers. Well, as if she has powers, period.
Right, right.
Yeah, because her old powers didn't go like that either.
Yeah.
Technically.
She's still a vampire.
She's still a vampire, yeah. And she mainly does vampire stuff. Like this, what she's about to do
she
is...
She broods and
this
sulks.
Is more about... This her about to punch someone is her still thinking about her vampire powers about to punch someone because she has super strength. So I don't even think she knows that she's doing that, potentially.
You're going to get your way, buddy. You're going to get your way.
So you want her to be a vampire with powers?
Yes. Yes.
No vampire?
Broken.
I didn't want a vampire. You mean it's Jubilee. Because
that's as powerful as she should be. Five. I want to roleplay as a vampire with Jubilee's powers.
With more powers than an already broken, overpowered vampire.
I mean, did you, Lou, just call Jubilee broken? Like, overpowered? Is that what you just called her? I mean,
I don't know.
It's a term she deserves to have, but I wanted to know.
Because like, vampire is enough. Though.
Yeah.
Like, vampire is enough, so vampire plus regular powers, it's just OP.
I mean, you know it's Jubilee, so we're not, no one's surprised here.
Tim,
so.
How do you feel about Jubilee?
Oh, I love Jubilee. What do you, of course.
Dazzler Jr.
Calls her Jubes.
Dazzler Jubes. Call her Jubes.
Jubes.
Jubes. She doesn't like that name.
The Jaster.
She doesn't like that name either.
She doesn't like Jubes. You speak on behalf of her?
Yes, yes. So those are the big two reveals, so I can put those to rest. And then finally, two more really quick.
Sure.
All new Captain America and Amazing Spider-Man and the X-Men number one. Spider-Man and the X-Men number one.
Which replaces Wolverine.
And that is the review.
Sigh. Moving on.
Yeah, they tried. I didn't like it, unfortunately. It's no different than Wolverine and the X-Men, which I didn't like. So.
Yeah, I didn't like Wolverine
and
the
X-Men. It literally
is
Wolverine and the X-Men, except for Spider-Man.
Thank you for telling me that.
That's all you gotta know.
Because now I don't care.
Now we're over it. All new Captain America. It's phenomenal. I guess Remender is a good person, right?
Yeah, buddy.
I've been really happy about the way that the all new Captain America has turned out in Axis, but also this one, he's not Axis. He's regular Captain America. So you get to see what he would be like if it wasn't the Axis Captain
America. See, I didn't know that. I didn't pick it up because I thought he was Axis
Captain America. No, he hasn't changed in this one. Okay. He's still regular. And I guess Captain America's son is in this as well. Captain America has a son.
Is he white or black?
He's white. Maybe Mexican. So.
Yeah, Cap.
Captain America.
Open the borders, Cap.
America also includes many other countries besides the United States.
North America, yeah. But regular America is just the United States. He's not Captain North America. He's not Captain NAFTA. He's ours.
That is a great character. We should make that.
Captain
NAFTA.
Our countries combined form
Captain. He's our countries.
Captain UN.
So the idea behind it, though, is that Captain America is in a criminal underground ran by Hydra, and so all the villains are there, and he's there with Captain America's son trying to save this kid. Well, this kid's already been converted by Hydra, so like he saves the kid shoots him in the back, he's like, I'm in Hydra, so I don't know why you even saved me.
Does his son have any superpowers or anything?
His son does not, he's just a fighter. He's just a guy. Yeah, but it's so intense. Baron Zemo is the main villain right now. He does something so gruesome at the very end. I did not see it coming at all. It's really, really, really good. So I'll let you guys look at it, but I don't want to spoil it because it's actually pretty big. To tell you the very least, that's Captain America's son right there. Mm-hmm, and they're talking, and he's like, why are you telling me all this? He's like, well, I'm telling you all this because I'm going to do that. So I don't really care. So it's worth reading.
He hugged him.
He hugged him.
A huge hug.
Yeah. All new Captain America, also worth picking up. Look at the last couple panels. And then quickly, just because for the preteens out there listening to us, Amazing X-Men. You know, because if I did Grayson, I have to do Amazing X-Men. They're both preteen books.
Are you saying that as a slight?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually built that up to a compliment.
Okay. Yeah,
It was going to be much worse.
So, the Grayson book is definitely for preteen girls who are trying to like find out what sexuality is all about with guys.
Oh, you just so many people just turned the podcast off and went and bought Grayson.
Yeah. And then Amazing X-Men number 13. Now, I haven't read Amazing X-Men at all. I thought it was I read a little bit of it and I was like, this is like, you know, Super Friends, Spider-Man and his amazing friends, because they had Firestar and Iceman, and they were all back together. So I wasn't going to pick it up at all. So anyways, I picked up Amazing X-Men because of the two characters on the front cover. I know at least two of them are gay. I was like, all right, I'm going to figure out what's going on with the Amazing X-Men and the gay world just to see what's going on. Well, this is like preteens for all the gay boys out there trying to figure out life with other men. So the idea is that basically this one kid, what's his name? I forget his name. Like Newt or something? Like something lizardy.
A knoll.
Yeah.
Where was that in my brain?
It's right next to Road Rules.
Yeah. He was on the
1-800-COLLECT.
Yes. So a knoll is, for those of you guys who don't know a knoll, he's basically a character that if you cut off any of his limbs, it'll grow back stronger.
Any of them.
Any.
Jeez. It'll grow back stronger.
Preteens. So the idea is that he's trying to go on his date with this guy that he met online, but then he freaks out and doesn't meet with him because he's like, I'm green and scaly. This person's never going to like me situation.
And he's right.
And so it's so true. Well, then it turns out that there's this woman who's actually going to, who like tries to manipulate him with his mind and like, tries to make him like commit suicide basically saying like she projects the image of the guy that he was gonna go meet up with, and he says all the horrible things that people say horrible things to about, you know, teens and trying to figure out yourself, and like, oh, you're green and you're scaly, I would never touch you, how dare you, blah blah blah. Well, Northstar and Nightcrawler go to save this kid because they know about the woman, so they try to save him. There's actually some really interesting dialogue, especially with Northstar, who's an openly gay character, with Nightcrawler, who's a very religious character, where basically the woman tries to mind control Northstar and say, you know, commit suicide as well. And he goes through all these, like, issues that he's having, but one of the issues he's having is Nightcrawler. So Nightcrawler ends up walking up to Northstar and is like, well, your lifestyle is bad, and how dare you put it on the children? Well, as just as that is about to happen, the real Nightcrawler cuts off the head of the illusionary Nightcrawler. And was like, no, this is not real, blah, blah, blah. And they had a really good dialogue of, like, you know, talking. Nightcrawler saying to Northstar, you know, look, is that really what you think about me? Like, why do you think that way about me? And so they had this whole conversation. So it was actually a really cool, interesting book.
So was this woman doing this as a hate crime?
She was already trying to kill the X-Men. She leveled up her power, basically, and wanted to test it out.
To interrupt Tinder dates? She called the self-esteem stress.
She was basically... self-esteem stress.
Wow.
Where'd that
come
from?
You have just written a whole universe for us.
You're not good enough to date. Kill yourself. Oh, man.
So, but it does have a happy ending, quote-unquote, so it was pretty good. I was really... It was good for, like, remembering my preteens and, like, oh, that's what it was like. I remember. Yeah, I mean, it's
green and scaly.
Yeah, and I had this woman trying to kill me.
Yeah, so. It sounds like a decent, you know, character piece, except for the, you know, villain who sounds really lame.
Well, she's basically a mind controller. It's just that she was trying to test out her powers.
She thought she would make people commit suicide. I mean, you know, how would you test your powers, Lou?
I mean, if all you can do is basically create illusions.
It's so elaborate. Okay, so
your power has to be to, you know, do stuff like that. So, anyway.
So, Anul thinks he's going to get a date, doesn't he? We'll see about that. Oh,
no. Fantastic.
Fantastic. That's it. That's all I got.
What about you? You got
I didn't read any books. I'm reading a regular book, which is weird.
What? Like with words and shit?
Yeah.
What?
So it's not a picture in there, motherfucker. I don't know what to do with myself. It's gonna be
what is the regular book called?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, is it Mein Kampf?
Who was telling me about that? I was sitting next Hitler. To some guy.
Read my comps!
Oh, that's where it was. I was at the casino at 3 a.m. blowing $300 on a...
That's not where I saw that going. You said blowing? I was
like,
this is gonna
when
go
you
bad.
Started with the K sound, the hard K sound, I was a little worried. I was at the casino.
And I heard, I was at the casino at 3 a.m. blowing.
Because I don't feel like I paused that long in between words. Like, I mean, I said blowing 300. Like, that's not much
blowing
time.
Blowing 300. What?
Good for you, Lou. When does the video come out?
You definitely need to edit for a long pause.
Yeah. It was like blowing. Like sound effects. Like crackling fire. Beach.
Throw some crickets
in
there.
Yeah, crickets. Tumbleweeds. And then dollars. No, because it really wasn't that much time. I pretty much didn't stop talking in that set.
I thought your mom guessed it. I'm just
so,
saying.
Like... The powers of visualization must be the lightning queen.
Yes.
Anyway, so I'm in a casino, blowing all these dudes. This guy next to me is like, you ever read Mein Kampf? And I'm like, I just need to cash out. He was like,
what casino was this?
Oh, this was, I don't know. I guess it was Harris, maybe.
Oh, okay. So an AC?
Yeah, it was AC. Okay. Atlantic City. Yeah, and the guy next to me is just like, I can't win a single hand. Should you ever read my comic? Nope. And he's like, yeah, he has some pretty good ideas.
Yeah.
Can I just lose?
Insanity.
You just lost.
Yeah, you did. You lost double that night.
So I blew him.
Right. Sure.
And he shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, that's how you get people to stop.
I would shut up.
Stop talking, Leander. Yeah. Trying to blow you. Jesus Christ. Don't shut up. Chatty Cathy. What a great segue. My last review is Just the Tips. It is a book by Matt Fraction and Chip Zdarsky, who we mentioned from the Howard the Duck shit. Mm-hmm. And it is a small little book.
Remember that Howard the Duck shit we were talking about earlier?
Wow.
So this is, if you've read Sex Criminals, at the end they always have weird little sex tips above mm-hmm. the letter column, and they're just really funny guys. But I was like, I don't know, this thing costs $12.99. Is it justified to pick this up?
They're great in small doses. Is it enough to fill this book?
Yeah. What did your wife think?
Are you going to read some?
I am going to read some of it, yeah. This book is fucking hilarious and is absolutely worth the $12.99.
A reading from
a reading. A reading.
You gotta put your monocle on.
Yes, my monocle. I can't find the one I wanted to read you. All right, so this book is amazing.
Oh, what?
Are you kidding me?
Jeez. Here it is. All right, I found it. Okay,
he found something.
Erotica. This is the one I want to read you. It ties into our vampire thing. Erotica to read to your illiterate lover. Janice wanted to fuck the vampire more than any werewolf or ghost. The thought consumed her. She unzipped Gary's dirty jeans to unleash his undead alabaster peener and was stunned at what she saw. It's so small and soft, she blurted gently, her super moist mouth suddenly drying up as if a dick sponge was recently in it. Gary explained, it's been too long since I've fed, and so my body cannot spare the extra blood required for an erection. Perhaps if I feasted on you for a bit. Janice nodded, willing to sacrifice anything for a crazy dicking, and Gary plunged his teeth boners into her thick neck, taking a good gallon of the yummy blood. Janice was pretty weak, but she still went straight for his flesh steak, which was now hard as a rock. Oh, it's still so small. Yes. Sorry.
That was good.
This book is great. It's got little stories like that. It's got things that the readers sent into them,
uh-huh,
of examples. There's examples of kids when they're young finding porn. When did you first find porn?
Mm-hmm.
Your first time having sex. There's pickup lines that are pretty good. It's really funny. Nice. Really good shit. And there's weird music coming
there, like,
from
a party going on?
It's ice skating.
It's the ice skating ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, so.
The good segue.
Yeah.
Good segue.
There it is.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
A good end is always the tip.
Is that?
Just the tip. Just the tip.
So is that about Jubilee, that story?
It is. It is. It's all about her.
It always is.
She does make an appearance in the book.
Nice.
So, right. That is it. That's it. We're wrapping it up. I'm assuming we're not going to get another one in this year, so have a good holiday.
Wait, we're done? No.
We're done.
Yeah.
So, everybody have a Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever the fuck, and a very good New Year and all that shit. You guys want to say anything to our listeners? They might not be coming back. You want to say anything to them?
Oh, no.
Send
gifts. Netflix, Road Rules. Get on.
Send gifts to P.O. Box.
Next year, we get that P.O. Box.
Blood letters.
And if you do get the Just the Tips book, there is a thing from Orion in there. That's not me. This did not happen to me.
But it probably is.
All right.
It probably is Ryan. It's Ryan.
It is
it's
a funny
me.
Book.
It is
right.
It is me.
Gay, right. Straight, it doesn't matter. Everything's addressed. It's very funny.
Nice.
Very good book.
All right. Well, we love you guys. We miss you already. We'll see you next year.
Love you, miss you.
Aw.
This, the 4th of July. No one told me. What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash!